Blog Talk Radio.
Boom. Yeah. Now that I got your attention, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Come on.
Afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. You have tuned in to Empower University Radio. I am excited about today. I am so excited. I have a wonderful special guest online. I was having some technical difficulties earlier. Hopefully we can get on board here and get the show started again. That what comes along with technology. And so I wanted to quickly just get into the show so that we can get started. I have author Shannon Lyons on the line. And Shannon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Okay. And so I'm excited today to have Shannon on the line. Shannon is a
hello.
She is a aspiring life coach, and she is also a co-author of The Pain to Purpose. And so we just want to jump right in, as we had a few technical difficulties, but just wanting to jump in and get this started to, you know, find out more about Shannon. So Shannon, if you could just tell us, you know, briefly who you are and what you are about.
Well, if you all do not know, I am Shannon Lyons. You know, I've been writing, you know, since I was a little girl, you know, about things that I was going through when I was a young child, you know, so that really helped me. You know, I always wanted to be an author. I always wanted to write. I always wanted to be a life coach. And I always wanted to be a teacher, you know, so I'm glad to have the opportunity to do all those things right now.
Great. And so what do you want people to know about what inspires you the most?
What inspires me the most is my struggle, the challenges I have been through. You know, I was one of the people that they said that never would amount to nothing. I was, you know, didn't know enough. I was, as they would call it, retarded, or, you know, slow, or not, you know, having no common sense, or knowing not, you know, how to do, you know, simple things, you know. That was quite challenging. And I just had to get through all of that.
Wow. So, in saying that, in those challenges, as you are becoming a co-author, what really inspired you to be a part of Pain to Purpose?
What inspired me to be a part of Pain to Purpose, because this is the time for me to express myself. This is the time for me to reflect. This is the time for me to get it all out, because I never had a chance to get all of my feelings out. And I never had a chance to really express myself as a child and a young adult. I never really had the chance to do so, to tell people what was on my mind, to tell them what I'm going through, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally, you know, because I know that I can help someone else. I know that I can help someone out, and I know that someone wants to hear my story. I know they will listen, and when they hear it, you know, it will help them. It will encourage them. It will inspire them to know that you're not the only one who's going through this. You know, someone went through the same thing, and I overcame it, and I just plan on just doing better and overcoming every day.
It comes to inspiring. In what ways, even in the past and present, have you been able to inspire people?
I've been just simply been able to inspire people by just, you know, just being a friend, you know, just simply being a friend and just, you know, just listening to them, whatever problems they're going through, whatever situations they're going through, you know, I always listen. And sometimes it's not about, you know, all the time, you know, the reply, but it's about you just listening. It's about you just hearing them out. They just want you to hear them and them just listening. That's what they want. So I think I've inspired, you know, most people by just helping them and by just being there for them and being, a, you know, a genuine person and just being overall a good friend, a good listener, a good help for all.
Right, exactly. Definitely that is something that goes along with, you know, being a life coach and being able to be a good listener. What do you feel like you have to offer as being a life coach? Because there's so many life coaches out there, and
right.
You know, what do you feel like you have to offer that's different from other people?
Well, I offer myself. I'm going to be 100% myself. You know, I'm going to be 100% myself, and as they say, no sugarcoating. You know, I'm going to tell it like it is, you know, saying, while being respectable, you know, excuse me, at the same time, because you need to really tell your story. You need to just be yourself, you know, when you're doing this life coach thing, because after all, it is life coaching. You know, you're putting yourself out there, you're putting your life out on the line for others to see, you know, to help them out, to motivate them, to, you know, encourage them. So I try to be 100%, you know, honest with those who need my help or just need me to, you know, completely listen. So, and the strength that I have to, you know, to overcome and to move forward and to just go on with life will help many people because, like I said before, a listening ear is a good ear. A hearing ear is a good ear at all times. So that's what people need. That's exactly what people need.
Great, great. Well said. That is something that a lot of people have to learn in being a life coach, and that is just a great way of putting that. And so as far as moving forward as you being a part of Paint a Purpose again, what do we have to look forward to in your portion of the Paint a Purpose story?
Well, you can look forward to, you know, some things that you thought you knew, but you really don't know. I'm going to be, you know, discussing, you know, the whole divorced parents, you know, my past with, you know, homosexuality, you know, getting over the anger, the hurt, the pain, you know, just getting over the name calling, the bullying, the, you know, the low self-esteem, the body shaming. All of that is going to be in Paint a Purpose.
That is so great. Tell us as well about I'll say it like this. What would you tell someone that is actually struggling with some of the things that you have overcome? What would be your, wisdom, your nuggets of wisdom to those people?
To take it one day at a time. You know, getting over something doesn't happen, you know, overnight, but as long as you're consistent on a daily basis. And I believe in meditation. I firmly believe in meditation and prayer and reading your Bible. If you do those things and you focus your mind, you know, you'll be very blessed, and you'll be surprised how you will get over things and overcome things by just doing those three things. Meditate, praying, and reading your Bible on a daily basis. Those are, you know, some good key components. Those are some things that I do. I meditate, I pray, and I make sure I read the scripture every morning. and it has helped me out. And it has kept my mind focused on what I need to do.
Great, great. Three very, very awesome ways that help people. And again, to our listeners that are listening now, just to bring you in on what we are talking about, we have author Shannon Lyons on the radio. For
yes.
our live listeners, for our listeners that are on the internet listening, and she is talking about her being an inspiring life coach and what we can look forward to for the upcoming anthology of Pain to Purpose. And so for those of you who are listening to, you know, looking out for Shannon and her offering life coaching to many diverse people. And so tell us, Shannon, what are you looking forward to doing in the near future?
I look forward to starting a nonprofit organization for young women between the ages of 18 to, you know, moderately 26, you know. And I have came up with a powerful name, Strength of Lions, because it's the strength of the lion that uphold us, you know. So I decided to call it the Strength of Lions, period. So I'm looking forward to, you know, within the next year or so, you know, to get that up and started, because this is my passion and this is something that I want to do. I want to help the young women, and I believe that I will be a blessing to all young women.
Great, great. That is going to be something great for everyone to look forward to and to look out for. And as far as your upcoming things besides Pain to Purpose, are you looking to do any other more books or your own writing or things like that?
I set a goal for myself. I said after the Pain to Purpose book, I set a goal to 3 or 4 months for me to write my autobiography, a short autobiography of myself and a continuance of the Pain to Purpose.
Great, great. That is amazing. So I think everyone has a lot to look forward to, especially with the Pain to Purpose, and then to get a continuation from your own book. And so that is something that our listeners definitely look out for, that Shannon will be definitely doing more and telling you more. So Pain to Purpose will be, you know, a portion of what she's going to say, but then it's also going to be a continuation after she writes her own book. And so that's something that we want to look out for. And so where can people reach out to you as far as social media and things like that?
Okay, you all can reach out to me on Facebook on my author page titled Strength of Lions. And I also have a WordPress page. You can reach me at authorshannonlyons.wordpress.com. Those are the two sites you all can reach me at to get in contact with me for upcoming events and everything about Shannon Lyons.
Great, amazing. So you all have heard it. You have heard Shannon Lyons, and you have heard where you can reach her, where you can find her on her WordPress website and on Facebook as well. Shannon, as we get ready to move a little bit and ending the show, could you just tell the audience if there's one thing that you would want people to walk away with, what would it be?
As long as you're breathing, anything is possible. As long as you're breathing, anything is possible. You still have time. Don't give up on yourself. It's still time. It's never too late. Anything is possible as long as you're still breathing. Anything is possible as long as you're still breathing. Anything.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you have heard it from Shannon Lyons herself,
yes.
Life coach and writer, and we are excited that she has been on the show and that we could get through it, even through the technical difficulties, but we still
yes,
were
ma'am.
Able to have a good show, and we are excited for what is to come. Also, Shannon has been a part of the Pain to Purpose virtual conference, which we held back in March, and that is in the Women of Purpose group as well. You can see Shannon's portion if you join the Women of Purpose. In comma, there's Women of Purpose, Pain to Purpose. That's the name of the group. We have about 430 women in that group. Shannon was a virtual conference speaker back in March. You can see her replay within that group as well. It was an awesome segment of her talking about Pain to Purpose. We will also be launching the Pain to Purpose virtual release party for each author. We will be having some pre-orders getting started very soon here as we're wrapping up looking at the book, seeing when our launch date is set for June 10th. We are excited to have so many awesome women a part of the collaboration. And so today I say, Shannon, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you
You're welcome.
Letting us interview you and be a part of Pain to Purpose series on Empower University Radio. And so as we get ready to close, as usual, I like to always pray over our special guests. And it's something that I love to do. So God, we thank you today for our special guest, Shannon Lyons. We thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge you will continue to impart into her as she moves forward in her career, in her life as a life coach, as an author. God, we pray that you would continuously keep her, cover her, lead her and guide her the way that you want her to go, God, that you would keep your hands of protection and love and understanding over her. Father God, we just thank you that everything that she puts her hands to, that you would bless it, to keep it, that you would make the way easy, that you would make favor in whatever that she does, God. God, we thank you for Empower University. We thank you for the Pain to Purpose Anthology, for all of the women that are a part of this book project. We thank you, Father God, that you will put your hands over this book project. You will touch it, Father God, and allow favor and for many, many great events to take place because of this book. And God, we just thank you today for all the authors, all the women that have put their time and effort into writing, into help building other women, into encouraging other women. We just thank you today. We thank you for this show, that someone would be touched, they would be transformed, that they would be encouraged from the words of Shannon Lyons, that they would reach out to her, that she would be used as a vessel to help other people, Father God, for your glory, that you would get the credit for the things that you have done in her life and what she will help others do. God, we just thank you for everything. We're so grateful and we're so appreciative of your mercy and your favor that you have given us over this time, God. And we thank you today on this Saturday that your mercy endures forever and your truth endures through all generations. God, we thank you today in Jesus' name, amen. I am just so blessed today for this show, for everything that's going on. God has just really moved, and I'm excited. You can look out for Pain to Purpose Anthology June 10th. I am so excited when this book drops. We have amazing women, Shannon Lyons. Yesterday, I interviewed Denise Kelly, who's a writer. She's an amazing, amazing writer that writes for many other people and for a publishing company. Denise Walker, who has a ministry, Hope in Christ. She does some amazing things. She writes journals for youth. Ebony G. Pollard, who is also an amazing writer, writer as well. All these women really, really, they just inspire me. I'm excited. Gloria Woods, who is another Pain to Purpose author. And we have Melody Walker, who is a Pain to Purpose author as well. So we have some great, great women along this project. I want you all to stay tuned for more to come with this Pain to Purpose. We hope to even take it live into a city tour if possible. And so continue to pray for us. Pray that we would have favor in God's eyes over this book project. Again, it is releasing June 10th. You will be able to pre-order a copy very soon here. We will know something within the next week. And so I am excited. I want to thank everyone for calling in to the show. This show is about pushing the purpose of others, bringing healing, deliverance, inspiration, and motivation to the kingdom of God. So I want you all to have a blessed weekend. As usual, walk by faith and not by sight, and know that in everything that you do, that God is going to lift you up. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and enjoy your Saturday.
Yeah. Nobody ever told me that the road would be easy, but I refuse to be subjected.